Morning. The chopper pilot came to get us. He was bright-eyed, shorter than I thought he was the night before. We piled our gear on and climbed on. It was my first chopper ride. I had missed that part of training when I got the medical profile. No marching, no prolonged field duty, no combat. I had seen the doctor at Fort Devens sign it. He was supposed to have sent it to the company. The chopper trembled and rattled. Then it lifted slowly, tilted, and jerked into the air. It was the noise I hated. More than the wind through the open door. More than the slow speed or the sitting still in the air waiting to fall, I hated the noise. I looked over at Johnson. The one expression he had in the world was on his face. Pee-wee was busy looking out the door. Jenkins had his eyes closed and his knuckles were white from holding on to the seat. "Which one of you is Perry?" We had reached Alpha Company in the boonies and were sitting in the commanding officer's hooch. A stream of tobacco juice oozed from the side of the captain's mouth.
"I am." "You supposed to have a profile or something, right?"
"Yes, sir."
"Well, they got it listed that you're concerned with it," the captain said. "You got any pains or anything?"
"Not right now," I said. "But I got a bad knee."
"You been wounded in the knees?"
"From playing basketball," I said.
"Yeah, okay."
The captain looked me up and down.
"I'm sending a radio message through to look up your medical records. In the meantime, I'll just let you stay with the squad. You'll be okay."
"Yes, sir."
"Fact is, all you guys better go on over and stay with the squad for a few days. I got word this morning that we'll probably be moving down to Third Corps and then ship over to Hawaii from there."
"Hawaii?"
"Yeah. Looks like this thing is about over," the captain said. "What I want you boys to do is to listen to your squad leaders and try to keep yourselves alive."
We got weapons. Me, Pee-wee, and Jenkins got the usual M16 rifles. Johnson, who had had machine gun training, got an M60. It was a big, wicked-looking weapon that made the M16s look almost fragile in comparison. Johnson signed for it, took it by the handle, and walked away without even looking at it. They fit each other.